too. When I first got the invitation from Dave and I found out it was three services, I was like, three services? Okay, at least it's the same sermon, all three. So you guys should get a more polished version of what they got this morning. We'll see what happens, what the Lord decides to do. I want to call your attention to John chapter 20. This morning we're going to be looking at verses 19 through 23. John chapter 20, verses 19 through 23. Hear the reading of God's word. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld." Amen. Pray with me. Father, thank you for how awesome you are. You're so good. You're so wonderful. You're so kind. You're so gracious. You're so loving. And Father, we thank you that we're able to experience all of those things about you, that you have made us in your image. You have called many of us to yourself. We can now approach the throne of grace with boldness in prayer, asking you for whatever it is our hearts desire. And Father, you said that you are faithful to grant it. Father, we know that as King and as Lord, your agenda and your commission controls and rules the desires of our heart. And though we realize that we are sinners, we have failed, we have sinned against you, we have sinned against one another, there are times that our heart's desires don't line up with yours. Father, we pray and ask that you continue to conform our hearts to your will, that you continue to do the good work that you've already started. And Father, we pray and ask that as we worship you and as we hear from you on this morning, that you be faithful to work, to move, to change, and to transform like only you're able to do. Father, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. And we pray and ask right now that he would act. Father, I pray and ask that even as I speak and as I preach, that you would guard me from error. Father, that I would be able to rightly apply your word and that I would be able to deliver it with boldness and with deep conviction, that it would apply to me first and my hearers second. And Father, that you would be faithful to use my feeble attempts to share your word. In Jesus' name, amen. For the last 8 years, a research group called Barna, which is an evangelical Christian polling firm, found that the percentage of Christians in the United States has been on a downward trajectory. The Barna group defined a Christian as a person who has confessed their personal sin, asked Jesus Christ to save them, and believes they will live eternally in heaven only because of his grace towards them. From 1991 through 2005, an average of 40% of the adult population qualified as Christian. That average slightly rose to 44% from 2006 to 2010. Since then, the percentage has plummeted to just 36%. With 2017 producing the lowest proportion of born-again Christians since Barna started their research in 1991. The 2007 average indicates that just 31% of adults